Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Irfan Ahmed. Recently, I read an article in www.noora1.com, that is www.noorallahproductions.com. There is an article in the website called The Final Message, To Be or Not to Be. Somebody asked me a question, what did you gain from the article? Now my answer is, to be honest, I am not in a position to say what I gained from the article. If it is asked to me, did you read it? My answer is yes. But I did not get enough time and I did not spend enough time and thought to be in a position to say what I gained. And inshallah, my intention is to read it again and to give a thought and contemplate on it and inshallah gain from that article. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I am Syed Imran Ahmed from Bangalore, India. I visited the site www.noora1.com and I happened to read the article, The Final Message. It was a very good article and I happened to learn a lot from it. It is a very good article and I prefer everyone to read it. Once I read it, I started jotting down what I gained from the article. And now, I shall just read it out to you what I gained from the article. With arrogance in me, I can never succeed in front of Allah. Gaining knowledge has a sequence. I repeat, gaining knowledge has a sequence. It has to be step by step, one thing at a time. Key to gain knowledge is to stop assuming. It's high time for me to wake up. It's now or never. Knowledge accumulated without action is of no use. To begin my journey to Allah and gain knowledge, I need to be honest at my heart, sincere from inside. I need to clean up the mess that is in me. I need to start afresh. I need to stop portraying myself as good to others. Stop acting and pacifying people around me. I need to be a real man, a man who accepts his own faults, who understands what is there in him, and to know what he has to do, and he has to have a zeal. It's high time for me to wake up and hate my bad habits. These bad habits have been destroying me, my internal, my external, my inside and outside. It's time for me to do these things now, for me to stop it now and to go afresh to Allah. It was a final chapter to me. These are the few things which I could really get them on my book and could talk about them to you. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. My name is Abid and I am from India. I read this article, The Final Message to Be or Not to Be, in the website www.noora1.com. And after that it was asked to me, what's coming in your heart? Well, my answer to this question is straight and simple, and inshallah honest. When I look at the bounties of Allah which has enshrouded me, I realize that all these years I have been extremely thankless, reckless and insincere towards my own journey of life. After hearing all these talks, I only have two options. Either I go back to my own shell and get doomed forever, or I make a complete U-turn and become a real man and start my own journey. By the will of Allah, inshallah, I will go on to the positive path. May Allah help me, guide me, and protect me on this journey. Ameen. Jazakallahu khair. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mera naam Abid Hussain hai aur main Hindustan se hoon. Kuch dino pehle maine ek article The Final Message www.noora1.com website mein padha tha. और उसके बाद मुझसे ये सवाल पूछा गया कि तुम्हारे कल्ब में तुम्हारे दिल में क्या आ रहा है. मेरा जवाब इस सवाल का एक ही है कि जब मैं अल्लाह रब्बुल आलमीन की अजीमुशान नेमतों को अपने ऊपर देखता हूँ तो मुझे बस एक यही एहसास होता है कि इन तमाम सालों में मैं अल्लाह का बहुत ही नाशुकरा, बहुत ही ख़राब और बहुत ही कमज़ोर बंदा रहा हूँ. और मेरा जो सफ़र है मेरी अपनी ज़िंदगी का, मैं उसमें बहुत ही कमज़ोर रहा हूँ. और इन सब बातों को सुनने के बाद मेरे पास अब सिर्फ दो ही रास्ते बचे हैं. या तो मैं दोबारा अपनी गंदी आदतों की तरफ लौट जाऊँ, अपनी बुरी और कमज़ोर ज़िंदगी की तरफ लौट जाऊँ और हमेशा के लिए बर्बादी और तबाही के रास्ते को चुन लूँ, या मैं मुकम्मल तौर पर अपनी ज़िंदगी को बदलूँ और मैं अपनी ज़िंदगी का एक नया सफ़र शुरू करूँ. इंशाअल्लाह अल्लाह से मेरी ये दुआ है कि मैं एक नेक रास्ते पे अब चलूँगा. और मैं अल्लाह से यही दुआ करता हूँ, यही गुजारिश करता हूँ कि अल्लाह मुझे मेरी मदद फरमाए, मुझे हिदायत दें और मेरी हिफाजत फरमाए इस सफ़र में. आमीन. जज़ाकल्लाहु खैर. अस्सलामु अलैकुम रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातुहू.
अस्सलामु अलैकुम. माय नेम इज़ अमर. आई एम फ्रॉम द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स. आई रिसेंटली विजिटेड अ वेबसाइट www.noora1.com, and I read an article titled The Final Chapter, To Be or Not to Be. The main thing that I gained from that website is all the excuses that I've ever made are a lie. All the excuses saying I do not have the means to be is a lie. Because if there's a will, there's a way. And the way I understand that statement now is if I rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a way. And that is the main thing that I have gained from this article. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum. मेरा नाम अंजुमन मंजर है. मैं इंडिया बेंगलोर से हूँ. रिसेंटली मैंने एक आर्टिकल पढ़ा www.noorallaproduction.com पे. आर्टिकल का नाम था द फाइनल मैसेज टू बी और नॉट टू बी. जैसे मैंने ये मैसेज पढ़ा, समथिंग हिट मी वेरी स्ट्रांगली एंड आई फील कि सबको ये मैसेज ज़रूर एक बार पढ़ना चाहिए, अपनी लाइफ में इसको अमल करना चाहिए. मैसेज पढ़ने के बाद मुझे दो ही चीज़ नज़र आया, या तो अब मैं अल्लाह की राह पे निकल पड़ूँ या फिर शैतान के बहकावे में आ जाऊँ. इसलिए मैंने जो कुछ भी गेन किया है मैं आप लोगों को बताना चाहती हूँ. अल्लाह ताला सबसे बड़े पाक अजमत वाले हैं, उन पे यकीन रखिए, फेथ रखिए, इंशाल्लाह वो हमेशा आपका साथ देंगे. अस्सलाम वालेकुम. Assalamu alaikum. My name is Anjuman Manzar. I am from India, Bangalore. Recently, I visited the website www.noorallaproduction.com and there I read a message named The Final Message to Be and Not to Be. Somebody asked me to give my opinion on that message. Actually, that message was not a mere message for me. It was the oxygen for my life. A power to ignite myself, to remember Allah all the time. And I learned so many good qualities: to be alert, to be punctual, to be awake, to believe in Allah, to trust in His mercies. And inshallah, I will be always benefited by these knowledge. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In the last few days, I have gained the knowledge of lifetime. the knowledge that I could have never got if I was in a hostile environment. The environment that I lived in the last few days, I can just say that it is only Allah who chose. And I have gained to be aware, awake about everything around me, everything, any petty thing, because we are not organized. I was not organized. My thinking was not organized, and every time I delayed the work, I delayed for 1 hour, 1 minute, but I used to delay work. But now I have learned that you get the work, finish it. Don't delay it, because you have to set priorities in life. I have gained to be firm in handling people, not emotionally, but be firm with anybody you deal with. Don't ever hesitate to say truth, and learn to say no. And you have to work for Allah more than you work for your manager, because when it comes to the manager, we run and we rush to do anything. We are not bothered about time. But when it comes to the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we delay. We are not serious. I have learned to value time and health, because time and health are the highest gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I have learned the upbringing of my daughter. This knowledge is knowledge that I cannot get from books. It is a very useful knowledge that I have got, especially upbringing of my daughter. It's very useful. I need to develop on that a lot. And I have learned how to help my husband to concentrate and work for Allah, not to disturb him, not to divert him from what he is doing. And I should never be deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we should be thankful and show gratitude that Allah has chosen us for the message, and we need to carry the message inshallah and work for it in the future. And future is now or never. I have to take U-turn now. If I don't take U-turn now, in this environment that Allah has helped us to live in, what about tomorrow? If we are in hostile environment, we will go back to our same habits and customs. So if I have to bring about any change, it is now. Now, at this moment, inshallah, I commit that I will bring about a change in myself, inside out. That I will do, inshallah. I will be somebody, inshallah. I have the second question, what we have lost. I have lost time, because being in this environment, I should have spent more time in gaining knowledge and asking more questions about every petty issue. But I missed a lot. I missed a lot of time. And my bad habits. I have to come out of my bad habits. Though I know there are a lot of weaknesses and bad habits in me, still it's just inside. I've not been able to make a U-turn in correcting my bad habits. Inshallah, I commit that I will, inshallah, come out of all my bad habits and make a note of every small bad habit I have and try to correct it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help me to have a zeal in life to correct my bad habits, my weaknesses, and work only for Him. And the third question, what I'm planning to do in future. I want to be somebody that tomorrow if I meet Allah, anytime I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can say that I tried to spread your message. That's it. I want to be somebody. Assalamu alaikum.